Cause you're hot and you're cold, you're yes and you're no, you're up and you're down.
Okay. All right, that's good enough.
I keep confusing the lyrics.
Well, as you do it more and more often, you'll just get confused more and more. Isn't that how it works? This is Matt and Benucci's Lunchbox with After Chef Australia, the Chronicles of Master Chef Australia.
Yes, season 11, episode 22.
Yep. So, immunity challenge. This had Tati, Derek, Sandeep, and Larissa competing. They had to feature slash hero one of three sauces.
Yeah, in the Secrets Week.
Secrets Week. So, secret sauces. So one of them went for Gary's sriracha. Three of them went for Matt's ketchup, tamarind and chipotle ketchup. Nobody went for Gary's, which no one seemed to recognize, tara mousselada. Now, I looked at it and I thought it was like a tzatziki, but it's not because I know it's Greek.
What is it?
Interestingly enough, it is a weird mix of fish eggs, bread, olive oil, and maybe some onions.
That does not sound appetizing.
I want to try it, but imagining, I can't just imagine it's a big hit of like salty umami and...
Well, what's the dish you would have it with?
I have no idea. In fact, it's not really used as a sauce. It's like a dip. It's something you dip chips into.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a
very, very strange... I mean, I would be very surprised if someone did choose it.
Especially if they'd never seen it, because everyone knows sriracha and everyone kind of knows that, you know, ketchup with chipotle, everyone knows that. I'm not sure how you would use it. Maybe as a base of a curry is the only thing I could think of, almost in the same way you'd use a yogurt in a curry. But it was nice to learn something new. It's maybe like a panzanella.
Maybe like a braided chicken in it.
Yeah, you could do that. Like, I would just think of recipes where you'd use a yogurt and substitute that. Although, obviously, it's not yogurt at all. Next time we're at a Greek restaurant, though, I definitely want to give it a try. So, Derek got flustered. Tati, really strong performance from her. Genius level putting basically spring roll encrusted with panko.
Yeah.
And it looked delicious. I wanted to reach and grab it. But, you know, Sandeep, one of the things I think chefs can do to help their dishes is there's not like a budget. There's no budget. This is how much your dish can cost. So go for the most expensive stuff you got, because it tends to be, you know, good.
Like, yeah.
And he went for the lobster, and you know.
And it's surprising. I did not know that in Indian cuisine you have lobster as such a prominent feature.
Did he say it was, or did he just incorporate it into a?
No, I think he referenced. I mean.
Well, there's a lot of coastline down there. I don't know, but I mean, I know it's, yeah. It's not within the Hindu things you can eat. It's definitely a no-no in term. It's definitely not vegetarian. But you know, the different caste and cultures down there, you know.
I just didn't think they used lobster.
Yeah, well, you know, Australia, they have different words for, like, they call them bugs, different types of lobster than what we, you know, here in the United States have as main lobster. But he killed it, and then in the challenge against Andy, he.
Let's talk a bit more about the Derek situation. So surprising that he had 20 minutes still on the clock and he opened the pressure cooker.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he needed the 20 minutes for. You just slapped them on the plate because they were already seasoned.
Yeah, I don't know why he did it as early as
And it's
did.
Also 60 minutes, so what's the prep time, you know, 5-10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
So he left them for 30 minutes?
Yeah, he doesn't know how to use the pressure cooker. He doesn't know his timings for a pressure cooker yet. And, you know, he's been in these positions before where he gets kind of flustered and, you know, it doesn't quite work out for him. Although he pulled it back.
He pulled it back nicely. You know, if there was not... He came solidly the third, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, he came in, I would say third. He recovered. It was provided a little bit of drama, but
it was so strange that he opened it so soon after.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the pressure cooker does speed it, but not to a reasonable time.
Yeah. Maybe just self-doubt. I mean, he was not cooking with a lot of confidence today.
And he also didn't, so he wanted the ribs, and he didn't mm-hmm. really get them. Maybe that threw him off a little bit.
Yeah, he had to make his own ribs. So on to the challenge against the Secret Chef, which was Andy, a previous champion, I think season 4. So Sandeep went back to his roots, which is a, you know, essentially this is a free cook. Pick one ingredient. He picked one of the most generic ingredients in the planet, lemon.
Well, one of the citruses, yes.
Yeah, but nothing particularly exotic. Mm-hmm. And he killed it. Now, again, we learned what taro masala was. We also learned something new. Asafoetida.
Yes.
Now, it's actually a latex that comes from herbs, from taproots and herbs. Did a little homework on this. It has several acronyms. One of the acronyms, I'm kidding you not, pardon my French, children, cover your ears, but is the devil's shit because of how pungent it is. Now, once you cook it, it tames down. It becomes more like the alumiums from that you get in onions. But interesting, he said they used it because there are certain people within Buddhism who can't eat, or they're not supposed to eat garlic or onion. But also on the list of those herbs that Buddhists are supposed to avoid is asafoetida. So,
what did he say? Buddhists or?
Well, he said. Well, Poe made the point that maybe they use in Indian cooking because there are certain strong flavors that Buddhists, along with meats, are not supposed to eat. Among them are garlic and onion.
But did they say Buddhists?
Yes.
Okay.
That's essentially what they meant. Interesting though, it also helps a lot with gas. It's a natural cure for gassiness and bloating. And it's not an umami itself, but it's one of those ingredients that works with umami to really enhance the flavor.
He used it as a flavor enhancer.
Yeah, yeah, and he knew what he was doing. So, I mean, look, we saw Leia crash and burn earlier this week with, you know, the fashionable version of molecular gastronomy. This was real molecular. This was understanding exactly what this component was going to do to the dish. And if you eat like an umami, like something with a soy sauce or a fish sauce, and it's got these extra enhancers, it just really kicks up the power of the umami. And he's perfect score. And, you know, it's one of those Indian dishes that make people crazy about Indian food.
Yeah, I've had a few recently that have also...
Yeah, tandoor chicken.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so we're exploring Indian food now. We are anyway. But Sandeep did a good job, and he went right to his roots. He cooked where he was comfortable and confident. He fixed the rice. Very smart. There are ways to cook. You know, there are certain flavors that if they become too strong, you can balance them out with something else. And sugar is one of the best ways to build up, you know, to... tamp down extremely bitter, you know, too much citrus.
Yeah.
He did put a lot of lemon in there, but he was able to make it work. So
I mean, it looked very good. It looked did. Appetizing. It looked something you wanted to try. And the other dish, I mean, it was this generic French-like presentation.
Very frou-frou.
Yeah, it didn't look appetizing. I mean, I'm sure it tasted great.
But
it looked cold, you know. Sashi's looked warm and home cooking at its best, and the other dish looked kind of cold. And I do want to say generic, because the plating, while it's nice, you've seen it over and over again.
Yeah, and
maybe the flavors.
If there's one, like, you just, if sometimes when they bring the pro chef, this happened earlier this season. Mm-hmm. Who was it? Tessa beat the professional chef.
Yeah.
He grated one of these very generic, you know, one-hatted whatever dishes that on a tasting course might be good, but it was just so generic. But I almost called him Sashi. Sandeep, his dish, you wanted to eat it, and if you.
It looked great. You wanted to go back for more and more and finish it.
Yeah. So it just that Andy's just didn't have that unctuousness.
But it's strange because he's a contestant. I mean, you would think he knows. Do you think that what judges are looking for has changed within the seasons, as seasons pass, what they want and crave to see on the tasting board is something different?
I think that...
Because that would explain it, or maybe he's, you know, it's been far too long and he's removed from it. And
he's in this restaurant world where... He maybe looks at a dish as part of an entire menu, Whereas Sandeep is looking at a dish to feed his family, like for the night. And yeah. like something just really killer flavor. And there's no amount of plating or fancy technique or, you know, skill that can beat flavor. And I think in the past, what would happen is that if somebody else had put up like a generic chicken dish or something like that, or just something not very special, Andy would have won. But, you know, these judges, because they're in some ways, because they're somewhat unfamiliar, these are flavors they haven't grown up for, is they love these exotic flavors. You cook a good Malaysian dish, a good Viet dish, a good Moroccan dish.
Well, it's the same for everyone.
I know, but it's, I don't know, it has sort of an advantage because they love that food. And you know, you're right in your criticism of Andy's dish. It just looked, I didn't feel like eating it, whereas my mouth watered looking at Sandeep's dish. It just, you know, and
it's also what I've noticed, the professionals go for cold dishes more and more often, or more often than not, they're cold. They're salad type of, they're like entrees.
They would look good on the cover of a magazine or something like
that.
Yes. But you know, I don't know, Andy's, it just didn't do it for me. And maybe it was just that big white blob on the top that...
The squid?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we're in agreement with this.
Yes. Are we also in agreement that despite not really needing her help, Poe is pretty much useless?
Well, she... Yeah, you know, I'm not sure why they hit Andy. I mean, it didn't change anything, really.
Well, it was good, you know, for the judges, I guess. And
they might have...
Poe did the shopping for... Actually, Poe did the shopping for... She was running for both of them.
Yeah.
But I don't think...
I'm not sure why they hit the guest from
Sandeep. It's the only person they were hiding him from at that point in the room.
But it didn't make a difference. I mean, at that point, it really doesn't, because he's 15 minutes in anyways.
Mm-hmm.
He has no idea what the guest is going to
be
cooking.
Well,
so
you keep
strange.
Distracting from my point. I'm trying to make the Poe is definitely no Shannon Bennett. Provided nothing. No insight. Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you cannot compete with Shannon Bennett in this sense. None of them have what Shannon Bennett had. He has trained people, so he knows. I mean, he is familiar with training, with giving advice. They might have been a contestants that did great, but I'm not sure they've trained someone.
Shannon's a world class chef. He's worked in many multiple Michelin stars.
Great chef. But then being able to guide someone is totally different.
Yeah, and he, you know, his advice was always so spot on in his previous seasons. We really hope that they can find some way to bring him back. Anyway, that's it for today's podcast. I think tomorrow, I haven't looked yet, but I'm sure it's a secret. All right, so like and subscribe. Share us with all your friends. Please write a review so that you do it so much better than me.
Well, now I forgot. Please write a review. It really helps us find new listeners.
Yep. All right. Thanks a lot. We'll see you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.